The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome all viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, alhamdulillah, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth face, young people do face, and we share Islamic guidance on how we can overcome those challenges. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So if you are looking for Islamic guidance to overcome your challenges, you are in the right place, watching the right program. Alhamdulillah. Before we get into our topic of discussion for today, let's first discuss some benefits we receive by reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So if you want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and multiples of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every one salawat you are reciting, you're receiving 10 rahmas, 10 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you got to increase on your recitation of salawat. Be steadfast on your recitation of salawat, and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you will receive a constant flow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we're going to discuss raising brave children. Yes, we want to raise our children to be brave. We want to raise our children to be courageous. So from a little age, we find that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, many children are very brave, but this world is such that it tends to crush down upon them. It tends to crush down upon lots of people. And we want our children to be so well equipped, to be raised with such strong values, such strong morals, and such strong backing that they are capable of facing life and whatever the situations they may face in life. So today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to discuss raising brave children, inshallah. But first, before we get further into the topic, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saturate our hearts with the love of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just after this kalam, we go further into our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ اے والی مدینہ اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ روزے پہ بلا لی سلطان مدینہ روزے پہ بلا لیجئے سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ کے در جانا نے مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر سے کوئی مہمان مدینہ بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ دے دیجے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sure that our hearts are feeling saturated with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we feel even stronger a yearning to visit his blessed city, the city of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all to that blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we can feel the presence of the blessed masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed city, the blessed door, the blessed sand, the blessed soil of Madinatul Munawwara. Ah, may Allah Azza wa Jal take us all. May Allah take us soon. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us year in and year out, every year, for Hajj, for Umrah, for the ziyarah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed Rawdah Mubarak. Ameen bi jahi khatam in Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And back to today's topic of discussion. Today we are discussing raising brave children. Yes, the world does throw tough situations at us. This world is not a paradise. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us that this dunya is sijnul mu'min. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. That this dunya, this world, is a prison for the believer. The believer is not free here. A believer does not enjoy this dunya to that extent that they may feel that they want to enjoy this dunya. This world is a place of trials. It is a place of tribulation. It is a place of tests. There are many difficulties that we go through in this world. And in order to face this world and face the challenges of life, we need to be strong. We need to be courageous. We need to be brave. We need to have a strong enough grounding in order to move forward. And young people, alhamdulillah, when Allah blesses them with children, they want to grow their children up to become brave. But different people have different mindsets as to how they are going to make their children strong, brave, have a good grounding. Some may just feel that I need to be tough on them, be hard on them, not give them too much of attention. But this is not always the best way. Actually, the best way today, you'll find out, is very much the opposite of that. There are certain steps that we can take and certain things that we can do that ensure that our children become strong, ensure that our children become brave, and ensure that our children have such a strong grounding that they are fearless of facing situations in life. They are strong and they are motivated to overcome any challenges that they will face. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today we're going to take some of those parenting tips, especially for young parents who have young children. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to learn some beautiful Islamic guidance on these matters. So step number one, or point number one, that we do need to keep in mind with regards to our children is to ensure that we give them unconditional love and help. Unconditional love and support. Our children need to know that we are there for them, that we love them, that there are no conditions to that love. Yes, we want them to be strong, good believers, but that's it. We need them to be upon Iman, upon the love of Allah, upon the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But beyond that, or aside from that, we don't have conditions to our love for them. Whether they do good or they do bad, whether they make a mistake or they do very well, that we'll still love them, that we'll still be there for them, and that we will still motivate and support them to bring them to the right path. So even if a child seems to be straying, the child needs to know that my parents are there, they love me, and they want to bring me to haq. They want to bring me to the truth. They want to bring me to the good path, the path of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as much love, as much care, as much support as we can give to our children, we need to give that to them, and we need to let them know that they are loved. We need to let them know that they are cared for. We need to let them know that father loves you, mother loves you, we are here for you. They fall, they get hurt, something happens, some sort of trauma is there in their lives. They need to turn back and see us there. They need to feel our hug. They need to feel our care. They need to feel the hand of shafqah over their head and constantly helping them. When they fall, pick them up. When they go through the difficulties, be there to support them. Let them have your shoulder to cry on. Hold their hand. This, some may assume, is making them weak, but in actual fact, this is giving them a strength. Because to be strong later on and to face any difficulty, you need to know that your grounding is very secure. A child should not feel insecure. Children should not have insecurities. They should know that I am secure. And inshallah, when they have the solid foundation, a solid basis, then you will be able to build any building upon that. Just imagine that if the foundation of a structure was weak, how can you build upon that structure? It can only be built, or good structures can only be built on strong foundations, and we need to ensure strong foundations. Among the things that gives the strong foundation is this unconditional love, this constant help, this constant support, and them knowing that we are there for them. Then comes the step of giving them responsibilities, of sharing responsibilities with them. And this too is important, that we give responsibilities to our children. As young as they may be, as a child starts walking, starts speaking, etc., we need to share some responsibilities with them. Can you do this? Can you do that? Give them little tasks. Age-appropriate tasks. Don't take a 2-year-old and give him tasks of a 10-year-old, nor take a 10-year-old and give her tasks of a 20-year-old. No. Age-appropriate tasks, tasks that they can manage to do. And sharing tasks with them, giving them some sense of responsibility. A little child, that you played, now it's time to clean up. Come, we're going to clean with you. And thereafter, you clean with the child. And then the child plays again with their toys, and then they need to clean up. And eventually, you can train the child to be able to clean up after themselves. But at first, you need to be there with them, doing it with them. Just standing back and giving commands from the very beginning is not going to work. The child needs to understand by seeing what is to be done. And therefore we do, and we share the responsibility with the child that you are to also do so with me. And this sharing of responsibilities that are suitable to their age, that are appropriate to the age of the child, inshallah azza wa jal, will help you in growing up a very strong, courageous, brave, and responsible adult one day, inshallah azza wa jal. Number 3, teach children problem-solving skills. Problem-solving skills can be taught in various ways. It doesn't have to be the most complex of problems for the youngest of children. No. Again, each tip is appropriate to the child's age. So if a child is still very young, we look for little problems and we ask them to assist us in solving this problem. Sometimes it's a little puzzle. Sometimes it's the direction that something should be placed in for a very young child. But as the child becomes older and older, we increase the intensity of the problem a little at a time, such that it is still solvable by the child, around about the level of that child. And if you need to push the child one notch so that you can get the child to exert a little more effort, you can do so. However, it shouldn't be such that we always place such situations that are too challenging for the child, because if the child fails too often, the child is going to develop an inferiority complex and a low self-esteem. So there needs to be a few wins. And then if there's something closer to a failure, then we assist the child in such a way that we equip them with the ability to be able to accomplish the task, and then let them accomplish it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, as we teach them problem-solving skills from a very young age, we will realize that our children are becoming unafraid to make mistakes, and our children are becoming more and more confident. This is extremely important to ensure that children are not afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of learning. Mistakes are not the end of the world. Sometimes a child may carry a glass from the kitchen to the table, for example. If the child is very young and the child drops the glass, and if we are going to scold the child that how could you do this, how dare you do this, butterfingers and this and that, the child is going to be afraid to ever try to carry anything else again. We need to let them know that it's okay to make mistakes. We do make mistakes, but it's important that we learn from those mistakes so that we minimize the possibility of repeating those mistakes. And that is how we ensure that we have children who are confident to try again. They must have a confidence to try the next time, and it is our responsibility to instill in them such a confidence. The next step that we can share is that we should share our personal experiences with our children. Again, that which is appropriate to their age. So share our experiences. Sometimes we saw something, sometimes we went through some difficulty, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us that we were able to overcome that difficulty. At some point we faced some fear, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us strong, helped us to overcome that fear. These are things that we can share with them so that they know and they realize that there are points at which even adults face fear. There are points at which even adults face difficulty. But alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal showers His help upon us, and by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we overcome those difficulties. So children too should know that if I face fear and if I face difficulty, it's not the end of the world. As Allah ta'ala helped my parent, Allah ta'ala will help me. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, as my parents overcame those difficulties and fears, I too will overcome those difficulties and fears. So sometimes this mindset is there in many parents or in some parents that I should not show my children that I have any fears or any difficulties. But there is no harm in letting them know that there were certain fears that I had, but Allah Ta'ala helped me through it. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, like this, you're going to build their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Another important tip is to praise their effort. When they make some effort in doing something good, they need to receive some recognition for that effort. For example, you instruct your child to join you for salah, and your child does come and join you for salah. So you'll perform salah. After the salah, we need to let the child know, mashallah, you did very well. You performed salah with father, or you performed salah with mother. Alhamdulillah, this is so good. I'm so happy with you. I'm so proud of you. This will motivate the child to keep trying and to keep doing more and more good as well. Another tip that we are to share with you is to provide emotional regulation for your child. Emotions are such that they don't only affect adults, they affect children too. Alhamdulillah, adults are a little more capable of regulating their emotions, but children don't have the same capability as adults, for they are much more inexperienced. So it becomes the duty of the parent to provide some means of regulation for their children's emotions. If a child is extremely happy, a father, a mother should know how to bring the child back to a normal state. If the child is extremely sad, the father and mother should know how to bring the child back to a normal state. Parents would know that if a child is too excited, it's difficult for their child to be able to be put to bed. If a child is very sad, then parents are also worried. It's difficult for the child to even eat and go on with their lives. We need to be able to regulate their emotions to bring them back to a normal range so that they can live healthily and they can complete the tasks that are necessary for them as well. So emotional regulation of your child is another important thing which we as parents need to learn and need to work with our child. Children are very hands-on, and parents need to be extremely hands-on. It is absolutely important that children are always receiving this attention. They are always being watched over, they are always being cared for, and that they know at all times that my parent or parents are always there for me. Or at times it's a caregiver, it's a grandparent, it's an aunt, it's an uncle, but someone needs to be there for the child such that they never feel alone. They never feel lost, and they never feel that they don't have anyone at all. Another important tip is provide new experiences for your children, because life is such that they will always be facing new experiences time and time again. As the child grows, they move to a different area, they attend salah at a different masjid, it's a new experience. They listen to another type of lecture, it's a new experience. They go to a different school, it's a new experience. They move to a different area, it's a new experience. They move to another madrasa, it's a new experience. We need to share new experiences with our children. Take them to new areas, let them see new things, show them new environments. And if we can't exactly take them to a certain new area or show them a certain new thing, then at least we should be able to speak of it and create that picture within the child's mind that you could be in this situation. And then what will we do to overcome the challenge? So this too, there can be challenges that we can speak of, such that we can use the element of the imagination to imagine that situation, and then they can discuss with us and we can brainstorm together with them how we are going to overcome certain challenges. So this too is an important aspect that we as parents should be looking towards in order to raise brave children. It is also important that we celebrate our children's successes. Yes, celebrate their success. If they do something good, if they have accomplished something, then they need to know that alhamdulillah, we are proud of you that you have accomplished this, that you've tried. We praise the effort. And thereafter, when they succeed, we should praise the success as well. And the beautiful English saying, success is built on success. Very true. Success is built on success. Therefore, we look towards little tasks that we are able to accomplish, and then we celebrate that success, and that makes us motivated to take on the next task and become successful there. And then that makes us motivated to take on the next task and become successful there too. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So celebrate successes with your children, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Very important point. Read to them books on bravery, read to them stories of bravery, and this will cause bravery to stem from within them as well. And you can find such beautiful stories of bravery from the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the lives of the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed such amazing bravery, went into such challenging situations, but with full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah azza wa jal is the one who will give success and victory. Many ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into very challenging situations but left their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tried very hard, and Allah azza wa jal granted them success. So stories of bravery, the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in in Makkah al-Mukarramah, then in Madinah al-Munawwarah and different ghazawat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are beautiful stories to be able to tell to your children so that they too can internally develop this sense of bravery and courage within themselves as well. Another important point is to encourage independence. Yes, children are initially dependent, but on certain tasks, once we train them well enough and they know that we are there to support them and they know that we are there overseeing them, at that point, we need to give them the motivation to try it themselves and let them know that we are here to help you if there's any difficulty. And when there is difficulty, just assist them with the part in which there is difficulty and then let them continue themselves again. And then if there's a mistake, it's fine. Don't scold children too much over mistakes. You're going to make them afraid to try. Give them the chance to try. Give them the opportunity to try. If they make a mistake, you can help them. You can correct them. Sometimes you let it be for a little while and then you correct it. But you just keep working with them. Keep assisting them. Don't demotivate them. We are people who lift people up. We don't put people down. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we lift our Muslim brothers and sisters. And so we need to lift our children. We don't want to put them down. So don't demotivate. Don't constantly scold over mistakes. Rather, keep encouraging. And inshallah, azza wa jal, you will grow up confident young beings, inshallah azza wa jal. Some physical activity is also very important, so promote some physical activity. Sometimes it's in the form of exercise, sometimes in the form of running, sometimes in the form of sports, all within the boundaries of sharia. And inshallah azza wa jal, they will have a healthy body, and you know, healthy body, healthy mind. In order for the mind to be healthy, we need to ensure that the body too is healthy, and then ensure that you always maintain a positive environment. Your home should be a positive environment for your children. Their schools should be positive environments. Their madrasas should be positive environments. And therefore, as much as you're watching over your child in your home, you're trying to ensure that the home is a positive environment. It's not an environment of screaming, of shouting, of violence, of using vulgar language. It's not an environment of sinning, it's an environment of performing salah, an environment of reciting the Holy Quran, of speaking well about Muslims and speaking well to Muslims, of respect. Then inshallah azza wa jal, the child will grow into that as well. And then too, we need to ensure that their madrasas and their schools also have such proper, correct environments of good aqaid being taught, of good akhlaq being taught, so that it should not undo the efforts that we are making in our homes. Rather, it should complement the efforts that we are making in our homes. And inshallah azza wa jal, with these few tips, we will move closer and closer to raising brave children, raising children who are confident to be able to take on the world and accomplish the tasks that they want to. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to do amal upon that which we have said, that which we have learned, the goodness of it. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us, keep us away from His disobedience, and grant us the tawfiq and motivation to move towards His obedience and to bring our children towards His obedience too. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until next time, do continue watching Madani channel. Keep your tongues moist with salawat upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'in. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.